In the parliament buildings beyond these walls, once sat an apartheid government. But now these protesters want the democratic regime which rules South Africa today to ensure a similar transformation for Palestine. They believe pressure from Pretoria can bring change.
The ruling party, the ANC, has issued a strong statement condemning Israel's attacks on the Gaza Strip, even likening it to Nazism. But the problem many protesters here say is that the ruling party, while holding a clear position, has had a problem in translating that into action with the government that sits here.
Talk is cheap, so words don't mean very much. And our impression is that the ANC leadership in government and the party as well is merely appeasing those of us who are opposed to what's happening in Israel, in Palestine. So that is why we're demanding concrete measures from the ANC government, starting with Parliament. Parliament must legislate that it's illegal to have any dealings with Israel, whether it be trade, whether it be cultural, diplomatic, all of those ties must be stopped with Israel immediately.
But even though South Africa did summon the Israeli ambassador, it was merely for consultation. When Press TV asked the Foreign Relations Department if it had heeded demands by the ANC and others for the expulsion of the ambassador and severing of ties, the government said it has no intention to consider any such action and is committed to working with the Zionist regime through negotiations.
As we are here, the ambassador of South Africa to Israel is sitting in the Department of International Relations and Cooperation having tea. What is so difficult for the South African government to take a position and to say, come home, stay here? For them to go to the embassy of Israel and kick the ambassador of Israel out?
For now, it appears the South African government is not going to respect its people's demands. But those who protested here believe that like apartheid in South Africa met its end, so too will Israel. Hassan Seria, Press TV, Cape Town.